number 11,095, Joe Price and Leslie Cole, northeast of Route 1, southeast of James A. Street, being lot 34, block C within Dodge Edition Development. The variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. I'd like to have Mr. Bill Wagman sworn in. He'll be my witness.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Bill Wagman, 35728 Black Marlin Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do you testify as well?
Well, I'm Joe Price.
Okay. We'll swear you in as well then. Can you state your address?
12528 Carryback Place.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff, and council, my name is Doug Marshall. Excuse me, I've been nursing a little bronchitis here, so I'll try to keep my coughing to a minimum. But I represent Mr. Price and his wife, who are owners of the property on lot 34C, James A. Street, in Dodge Edition. And we're here tonight requesting a variance of .2 feet from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet on the right side of the property facing the same from the street. And I have packed documents here. I think it'll be helpful in And once you've had an opportunity to look at the survey, which is already in your packet, I'll ask Susan whether or not, Ms. Isaac, whether or not she agrees that the 0.2 is the only setback that we're currently in violation of. Okay, thank you. The reason I ask that question is because this is a little bit unique in the fact that my clients purchased the property. They're the second owner after the houses were built. In your package, you'll note that there is a printout from Sussex County Council regarding two building permits issued. And one, they were both issued May 23rd, 1989, and they were for two identical houses with identical decks on lots 36 and lots 34, block C in Dodge Edition. They are next door to each other. If you look at the first house in the photograph under the survey, you'll see that's a house from the street on lot 34, where the requested variance application is effective, and the lot next door, lot 36, has a different colored house, but the house is exactly the same in dimension, deeds, I mean, decks, with decks. The person owned both lots, built a house on each, identical houses. Problem is that the placement of the houses wasn't quite identical. It got within 0.2 feet, which is about 2.5 inches. I had the pleasure of settling on the lot on lot 36. That's in your package there with a copy of the survey attached. And the builder hit it right on the nose. Exactly 10 foot on the side yards, 5 foot of the deck into the side yard. The house was 30 feet back. And you'll note on that survey of the next door house, it sets forth why the decks are the way they are and why Ms. Isaacs says that there's the only variance necessary is the side yard of 0.02, because the average setback of existing houses was 25 feet and existing decks was 17.6. So that allowed the decks to encroach into the front yard. They're only encroaching 5 feet into the yard over the existing house building line, so they are in compliance with the zoning code. And if you compare that survey of the house on lot 36 with the survey on the front of your package, you will note that the only differences are that the house on lot 36 was exactly 10 feet from each side yard, and ours was 10.2 on the between the houses, and which made it 9.8 on the right side. And that's what we're here for, the 2.5-inch encroachment of the building, which is 30 feet, 30.1 feet, and the deck into the side yard. The again, a review of the Sussex County Council printout shows that both houses were CO'd in May 15th, 1990 for one of them, and May 16th, 1990 for the other. So this 2.5-inch encroachment into the side yard has been there in excess of 20 years. And to address the statutory requirements, of uniqueness. In this situation, we have a 5,000 square foot lot in an AR district, which is the smallest lot that that you'll see, basically because the beach lots of 5,000 square feet were common and the subdivision pre-existed zoning. We're in a situation where you have a very small lot, and it's also 100 feet narrower than you would expect in an AR district, which means that your buildable area with 10-foot side yard setbacks is only 30 feet, and that is pretty much the minimum width of houses built on this size or similar size lots. To go under 30 feet would be, I think, unnecessarily onerous, and therefore the uniqueness and narrowness of the lot would want to permit a 30-foot house. In this case, the house was placed in a way that has made it 2.5 inches into one of the setbacks. The exceptional practical difficulty is that you could bring it into conformance, but that would require either moving the structure 2.5 inches over or removing the side part of the side of the deck to bring it into conformance, and that certainly would create a practical difficulty. Can the property be developed in a strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? Well, unfortunately, the house has been built 22 years ago and exists, so it the only way it could be brought into conformance at this point would be by extensive remodeling to bring it into compliance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Would at this point effectively they are in violation and could be prohibited from using the property without either getting a variance or taking steps to remove the encroaching portion of the structure. And I don't think that would, requiring them to do that would not allow for the reasonable use of the property. And the difficulty was not created by the applicant. It was two owners prior to the applicant and was obviously a mistaken placement since they did get the first one absolutely on the money. I don't think there was any evidence that they tried to flaunt the laws or to be unconcerned about, so they tried to put it where it should have been put. Effect on the surrounding property, the encroachment is so small as to really be unnoticeable and has been there for a substantial period of time and has not affected the essential character of the neighborhood until we did the survey. I don't think that anyone was aware of that particular encroachment. Will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of the adjacent properties? And that is, the adjacent properties are already developed. The what we're asking for is to approve what is currently there, not to add anything on, so there would be no change in views or in the distance between properties or anything of that nature. Variance will not be detrimental to public welfare, and that's simply because it's de minimis. It's such a small variance, and I had requested this and did speak to my client about the necessity of doing this as a responsibility as an attorney. To when we come upon these things, we try to take steps to get them into compliance. And to clean up the record. And I think over the last decade, we have done a fairly good job of doing that. extent of the variance, will the variance presented be the least modification of the regulation? And of course, yes, it would be, because we're not asking for anything but the exact amount of a variance which would allow what's there to continue to be there. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? A yes. Without the variance, it would be required an extensive remodeling. Will the variance request represent the least modification possible? And yes, the variance is requested just for the amount of the encroachment and no more. I did have the pleasure of reading one letter comment regarding the hearing tonight from a neighbor in the area, and I did contact them. I wasn't aware of the letter until today, and as a matter of fact, I think it might have only been received today. But I have contacted that person to explain what the nature of the application was. And Mr. Price and Mr. Wagman. Mr. Wagman, you work for Lingo Real Estate?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you been employed by that agency?
8 years.
And you are a broker licensed?
Yes, sir.
and familiar with the property in Sussex County.
Oh, yeah.
And the property in this particular property as well. And Mr. Price, you are the owner?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, gentlemen, as I have reviewed the facts and presented the evidence here tonight, would you have any objection to adopting that and swearing or affirming that that evidence that I've presented would be the evidence that you would present should I ask those same questions to you?
I agree.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
Thank you. We'll see. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
I'd like to just set the record straight that you keep referring to AR1. It's an MR zoning. You kept referring to that. And for your information, that it's an underside AR1. Even if it was, you would have 30, 10, and 10.
Right.
And MR is the same, so there's no.
We would get the relief of the 10-foot.
Sure.
That was a mistake on the application.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Workman?
Questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Galloway, no questions. So hearing them, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office received a letter of opposition.
Okay. Thank you.
Would you like for me to read that?
If you'd like to, paraphrase it. Yes, please.
Okay, this is from a Tim and Tracy Thompson. They say that they notified our office when the house was being built that the setback ordinance was not being followed by Mary Walters, who built the house. Though on good terms with the past owner of the property, Miss Betty Cole, and have watched out for her property through numerous storms, including Sandy for the present owner. Her daughter and son-in-law said existing owners have made no effort to talk to us to discuss this matter, even though we live near each other in Metro DC. We don't want the variance, which according to the former owner, Miss B. Cole, would allow enclosing and adding structure to the house and effectively box us and enclose off the existing view we have enjoyed for 20 plus years since we purchased the house in the late 1980s when Miss Cole's house was an empty lot. We are against allowing this size setback variance and Dodd additions. If you have any questions, please contact them. Thank you for your attention to this important matter for us.
Thank you. You addressed that, you said earlier.
Yes, I was not exactly sure. Based on reading the letter, I didn't know whether they were more concerned about a building being put on the lot at all, or I think more logically that perhaps they thought the variance was to request additional expansion of what was there. So at this, we're obviously not asking for anything except what is there, and so and I did explain to them that the board and the law would treat the variance, if granted, as a pre-existing non-conforming use, which meant it cannot be expanded in any way without coming back to this board. And so if their concern was that they thought that they were going to enclose the deck or something of that nature, which may impair their view, that was not the case. And if they meant that they were upset that there was anything at all built on there, well, there wasn't anything I could do about that.
Okay. So. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,095. The county has already in 1990 issued a certificate of compliance. I believe this won't happen when we have GPS from now on. It'll probably be something that has been corrected, that one lot can get another 0.02 or be in the same house. Based on that, I think that there's uniqueness to the lot because it's a 50-foot wide lot. that there is no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning ordinance or the way it is now. Any variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And hardship has not been created by the applicant. And a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,095. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,095 is approved at this time.
Thank you all very much.